Isak v. Gonzalez. Mr. Horn.
May it please the court, my name is Stanley Horn. Our case revolves around also a motion to reopen before the Board of Immigration Appeals and a motion to reconsider. Initially, a motion to reconsider was filed before the Board of Immigration Appeals. Now, in order to file for the board to consider a motion to reconsider, certain things must be shown. As the board has said in the recent case of OSG, 24 INN decision 2006, an allegation of material fact or legal errors must be made in a previous decision. And two, that there must be either a change in the law, a reference to the statute, or something that the board ignored. There's no provision in filing a motion to reconsider that new evidence must be produced, or can even be produced and shown to the board. That decision from the board on the motion to reconsider was entered in June of 2005. Subsequently, a new motion was filed, but that was a motion to reopen, which is entirely different than the motion to reconsider. Yet the board, in its decision deciding the motion to reopen, stated that that evidence which was attached to the motion to reopen should have been provided in the motion to reconsider. That's entirely wrong. There's no basis and no way that we could have produced the new evidence in the motion to reconsider. Now, the board seemed to confuse the two various motions. The board never considered the motion to reopen and the evidence in a rational way. The board did not consider what was happening in regard to what's happening in Sudan and what is the spillover from the war in Darfur to the war in Chad.
I don't understand you. They do discuss that in their November 18th opinion. The board does. But
right. They mentioned very briefly. They didn't consider how the war in Sudan is now attacking the members of the tribe.
They said it. It's now attacking members of the Goran tribe.
Right. They also state that the general attitude of the actions of the Chad government toward Mr. Isak's tribe has been previously addressed by the respondents. Well, that's not correct. The evidence in the motion to reopen showed what's happening now as the war spills over from Darfur into Chad. There are letters, there are documentation. What the board said was that the letters, which had a particular date on it, should have been provided in a motion to reopen and a motion to reconsider. It never took into account how long it takes to get evidence from Chad to here in this country. Chad is one of the
was just an alternative ground. The board went on to discuss, it went on to consider the letters and, you know, find they weren't sufficient. So they didn't rest everything on the delay.
They also said that the letters were available prior to the issuance of their decision on June.
No, but they go on and say we find this information contained only presents further discrepancies. So they looked at the letters. They weren't impressed by them, apart from the timeliness issue.
Well, they also should have looked at what general country conditions have gone on since the initial application of the asylum, because since that time, the war in that part of the country, part of Africa, has greatly increased. As the New York Times said, had repeated articles in this, what's going on, and said that ethnic cleansing is going on in Chad and that non-Arab people are being continually attacked. The respondent, the petitioner, has no idea where his family is at the present time, has no been able to contact with his wife, his children, because of being displaced as a result of the spillover of the war from Chad to from Darfur. Presently, the war has caused a revolt in Chad, and that the president has been there's been an attempt to overthrow the president of Chad, and he is fighting back and attacking people who are members of Mr. Isaac's tribe. All of this goes to show that the present country conditions, which is a basic requirement in a motion to reopen, have changed since the initial filing of the asylum application and the hearing on Mr. Isaac's application. The Supreme Court has said in Cardozo-Fonseca that if there's a 10% chance that there's persecution, then the asylum should be granted. In this case, there's more than a 10% chance that the persecution that Mr. Isaac suffered when he lived in Chad will be increased because of the present conditions and what the government of Chad is what the government of Chad is doing to people of Mr. Isaac's tribe, and also what is happening in Darfur as how it is spilling over to the region where Mr. Isaac lived. The board also dismissed the country reports in a simple sentence, never going into detail as to what is occurring presently in Chad. Board said, we further find that the country reports is unlikely to change the result in this case. Well, since the asylum application was changed, the conditions in that part of Africa have changed tremendously. It's not as if it is just going along. The war in Sudan, the war in Darfur, has clearly spilled over to the war in Chad, to the country of Chad, and that how the board could dismiss that by a simple sentence and saying that there's no basic change is unbelievable. Can't be considered.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Horn. Ms. Lewis?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Erin Lewis, and I represent the Attorney General of the United States. Respectfully, this petition should be denied because the board's denial of petitioner's motion to reopen was both rational and not an abuse of discretion. The board went through two analyses of the evidence presented in the motion to reopen and found that first, the evidence was either available or discoverable before its June 27, 2005 decision, but even if it was not, they considered that evidence and found that it was unlikely to change their decision. The evidence that was submitted, letters from the petitioner's mother.
About the changed country conditions?
Your Honor, the board found that actually they were not changed country conditions. It was respectfully more of the same. The situation.
Wait a second. That's ambiguous. Was there no increase in the amount of persecution?
Your Honor, the war continues, and whether or not the board considered the country report and found that it was unlikely to change the result in the instant case, the country report, I believe, notes in the record that there has been no significant change in political leadership, and it is the petitioner's burden. It's a heavy burden.
I know. He's talking about the civil war.
Correct.
And there is a lot more fighting in Chad than there was. So.
But it's the same.
You don't discuss it in your brief.
It is the same fighting that the petitioner has argued before in his original asylum application. The other article that was submitted, and the board talked about it, was about a crackdown on journalists, which appears to have no relevance to this case. The petitioner has never argued that he is a journalist, that any of his members of family are journalists. The board considered the evidence that was presented, even though they found it could have been discoverable or available prior to its decision, it still went through a thorough analysis of that evidence, and its decision should be upheld.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Horn, you have anything for him? No. Okay, well, thank you very much.